Hello, strangers. Welcome to episode 2 and part 2 of season 1. That's a mouthful. Somehow in the future, I'll have to figure out how to say that with a little more simplicity. Until then, I hope you're enjoying Numenera and the way we're playing it. Be sure to stick around for the after show, where we'll have news, notes, thoughts, and self-help. Maybe even dating advice. It's a surprise. But for now, let's tell some stories.
If you can hear me, you've come to the right place.
Us together.
We'll search for fame and fortune. For vengeance, wisdom, and the name of knowledge. If you can hear me, you've come to the right place.
Us together.
We'll search for fame and fortune. This frequency has been taken by Old and Dagger.
Hello, gazers! Today's adventure is brought to you by Thumpy Snide's Laser Cage.
Laser Cage?
Laser Cage.
Laser Cage! Laser Cage!
Are you being attacked by creatures in the middle of the night?
Use a laser cage!
Put this blue disc in front of your domicile and you will be able to catch anything inside your
laser cage!
Laser Cage by Thumpy Snide.
We have a lot of waves and I'm 8 degrees only. Back to you, my friend.
I am Abraham of the Sacred Sun, and this signal is now mine. And through my voice, our gods will be heard. And trust me when I say, Pierce Ringer is nothing to fear or praise. Some say he slew the dread machinations of Tiloth the Dark Husk of Candleside, but I have it on good word he simply paid the town in shiny lies and expensive promises. Because, my dear precious flock, there was no Tiloth the Dark Husk, only the remains of used ciphers and mirrors planted by Ringer himself. Candleside, it would seem, paid an awful lot of shin for that lie. Did you know Pierce hides in Baytown from the mercenary lords of Shuntool? I suppose it's not a secret to anyone listening now, especially to Shuntool. See, that shop of his sells more than simple knickknacks and trinkets. Why else would the lords of Shin and War want his head sold to the City of Glass? To the Shuntool, I say, happy hunting. You should also ask yourself this, dear listeners. Why and how does he have so many shops in the Three Lands? Why is he not happy and humble to have just one? Well, I believe it's to capture your secrets and the contents of your purse, of course. You see, those automations he sets as clerks to tend to these shops, what he calls franchises, what you may know simply as the Ringer, well, I believe they're connected through an unseen, unfelt string in the data sphere and sharing your secrets at all times. I believe it because I see it, because I am blessed with such gifts. Now I know you can hear me, so let me be clear, Mr. Ringer. You're making your way to Redstone, thanks, of course, to the goodwill of your biggest fan, who mysteriously left you everything before taking his own life. And isn't that odd? So very odd. A stranger you never met, living in a town you've never been, leaving you everything. See, my theory is quite simple to connect, Ringer. His automation, his butler, whom Redstone reprogrammed and named The Gift, shares the same string of the data sphere as your simple clerk. I wonder, Pierce, did you hide a kill switch of some sort? Are you on your way now to collect the spoils of your sins? Wouldn't put it past you to resort to such nefarious plots, heretic. Nevertheless, you see, the gods chose Redstone. The gods judged them and sentenced them with visions beyond mortal reasoning. Leave them be. Leave them to their sleepless nights. Let them embrace this so-called nightmare. So we're gonna start at day 5.
Morning. You guys are due to come into Redstone in another about 8 hours or so. And the around you, the environment has changed from jungle-ish to now it's more redstone around you. Actual redstone.
Hence the name.
It's aptly named.
Something you've noticed about the redstone is no matter where it's at, there are...
It's always red.
Well, it's always red. It has a reddish tint to it. It looks like...
It looks stonish.
It looks stonish. It also has a perpendicular... parallel black lines. Just weird. A little weird. No matter what, it is always perfect. It is always perfectly aligned depending on the stone that's cut into, the shape it's cut into. It's just something that's a curiosity.
Perhaps. Like something somebody who had severe OCD would have put together?
Yes. And it is just something that is starting to form around you. And that's just the way this rock is laid out. And it's towering above you. Just a sliver of light is coming in. Basically, you're in a canyon, floating down a canyon at this point. So this is the morning of the fifth day. You're due to dock at Redstone, again, in about 8 hours. Anything you like to do in the morning, by the way? We're going to just start there in the morning.
Brew a cup of coffee?
I'm going to brew a cup of coffee. Sounds good.
Turkey style.
I am...
Gift never sleeps. He is always active and awake. He has been tidying up the ship, as you guys have been.
I guess I'm just hanging out in the original, the Baron's room or whatever.
Okay, the master suite.
Yeah, kind of looking around in there, seeing if there's any...
The master suite also has the same as the strategy room, by the way, where you could, if you wanted to, there's a panel on the wall where if you just boop it, you can see 360 degrees all around you.
Interesting.
Oh, during the entire trip,
yeah.
Me being knowledgeable of electronics, is there anything I see? Gift. And I see him walking around.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked him questions before. Try to see if there's anything I can determine on his me being an electrician, mm-hmm. kind of into all this. If there's anything I can tell about his creation and what makes him tick, basically kind of learn about the technology that made him if I don't already know it.
You don't already know it. This is completely alien and foreign to you.
Hence my interest.
But if you'd like to roll for it, we can.
I would love to.
Okay. Let's roll. We're going to say this is the difficulty 5,
mm-hmm.
meaning it's going to be a B to 15, unless you'd like to do anything else.
16.
Absolutely. What you know of Gift at this point is that... Part of him is like other world technology, as in...
Not my world.
Not your world. It is alien technology, basically, but the other part is crafted in the ninth world.
Mm-hmm.
He is half-crafted in that world, and what you do know is that Gift is bound by parameters... And he cannot go around those parameters, but he is of artificial intelligence, and he does think for himself.
The other half of him, does it seem more advanced or less advanced than the ninth world?
Which part?
The alien part of it.
The alien part is much more advanced.
Much more advanced, okay.
So it's almost akin to, think of it like an anime. He could be the super secret weapon that could just explode, or he's nothing. It's one of those kind of scenarios.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'll jot it down. Harold Green jots it down in his invisible notebook.
Now, as you're getting ready in the morning,
that doesn't actually exist.
Pierce Ringer. And you look down, you see a monster that looks like it's like a giant squid. And it is floating up towards you, racing up towards your vessel. It doesn't seem like it's stopping, and it looks like it very much is about to wrap itself around you in a very movie-like, action-y way.
It's a fight. Dun, dun, dun. It's a fight. Dun, dun, dun. It's a fight. Dun, dun, dun.
Roll for initiative.
Roll for initiative. It is time for battle.
Nothing you can do to stop that, but in the movie-esque moment, is there something you'd like to say before your boat shakes and tentacles start wrapping around it?
Oh, fuck.
Wait, we can see Redstone, right?
Yeah, you can see Redstone.
I could just fucking leave. Fuck this. I could. I'm not going to, but I could. I have an escape plan.
So, are you outside in your flip-flops and cotton?
No, I would imagine like since we're going to... Well, I would imagine since coffee. We're going to disembark soon, I have my my pseudo-Viking garb, my normal clothes on.
Okay.
But I still am drinking coffee out of a coconut.
Okay. Diego has a coconut, too, a smaller one. He doesn't have anything in it because he's not actually drinking, but he just wants to immolate you because he loves you.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. So, it shakes. And go ahead and make a speed check to not fall on your ass.
What are we beating?
You're going to beat a 15.
Fucking 18. Harold Green has perfect balance.
If you'd
balance.
Like to make that easier, you can spend some speed points.
Well, I have an edge of one.
Right. Does nothing for you right now. But if you wanted to spend, you could spend now 2 points of speed. You go down to, I guess you have a 12 right now. That would go down to a 10. And then that one instead be a 15. That would...
12.
That'd be a 12. To beat it.
No, I'm going to hang on to it.
Okay.
So. 5.
All right.
Wouldn't matter.
I'm a little guy.
Diego.
We have a low center of gravity. You should...
Do me a favor, roll one for Diego.
All right. Same thing, 15?
15.
2.
Okay.
Little Diego, like, ah!
Yeah. Diego throws his coconut over his head on that as he falls, and he is hanging off the edge of the yacht.
Oh, come on!
Yep.
That wasn't a 1.
No, nope, but it was a 2. And you are in the captain's quarters.
My bear!
You are fallen. And you cannot get up yet.
Okay. I'm fine.
Damn it.
Someone give me
stuck.
A D20.
Is there anything that I could have done?
I generally don't roll as a DM, but I am playing the part of the gift. Who also falls in the kitchen. He was making sandwiches. These were breakfast sandwiches.
Is there any sort of, like, instant action I could take to... Because Diego naturally would be pretty
if you
right
had
next
an
to me.
Experience point, say the one that you didn't want.
Oh.
Now, if you want to screw yourself over, you can also say, I'd like to screw myself over for an experience point, and you describe what that is, by the way. Just say at any point. You can do it at any point. That's us being fun and interactive. But that's like, you're going to make yourself have a hard roll to do a thing. Could also be.
Well, I'm not going to let any... I don't want anything bad to happen to Diego.
Right now, in a movie moment, Diego is starting to slip off the side of the boat. And tentacles
well,
are pulling themselves up over the boat.
I have amazing balance, apparently.
You do. You are the only one.
So with my tall,
well, the
lanky-ass, lanky-ass arms, I'm just going to reach out and grab Diego as he's sliding away.
Okay. Give me a 15 roll of speed.
What is yet another 2?
Diego can't speak. But you could almost hear him scream. As his hands are opening out, hoping that you'll catch
him. Diego!
As you reach out, you can't grab his little cute paw. The action will stop right before he gets to the edge.
So my advantage on that didn't give me any sort of plus to that.
No. We're going to go to the top of the round where everybody is... still on the ground. You can do a thing. But before you do a thing, a tentacle is going to whip out and try to attack you. This will be a might check. But just basically whip at you. It's 15. Unless you're doing anything, it's going to be 15s. Would you like to...
Fuck!
Would you like to...
That'd be a good beat.
Here's how I'm going to fuck you. Yeah, said that right.
It's that kind of podcast.
It's that kind of podcast. All right. It's like 3 points of might damage. Yeah. As it whips you, the tentacle.
That's what I got to fit names.
And you hit, and your back hits the back of the yacht wall.
Rude.
It is now your turn.
Mine? Mm-hmm. So it looks like Harold pulls a gun out, but it's really just his hand in the shape of a gun. And he points it at the tentacle, and a bolt of energy that looks like a little lightning ball shoots out of his fingertip at the tentacle.
All right. Roll me the hit. 3. Whizzes past. Was that an intelligence thing?
Yeah.
Have a 22. To make it easier, you could start pulling from your intelligence pool next time. Just letting
well, you. After 2 twos and a 1, I wasn't expecting to roll a 3. Just so the audience
just knows. Just letting you know.
Just so the audience knows that
so
was a 3.
So this is a very hard creature. This is a very hard creature. It's hard.
It goes hard.
It goes hard. Just letting you know. So, anyways. So we're at the top of the round again, unless you like your gazer to do anything.
Fucking balls.
Your gazer is floating around, and you are shaken. The ship is rocking back and forth as the tentacles are grabbing it. That is why right now you're not able to really do anything. That was the initial unconscious thing going on. Oh, your bear gets closer to the edge of the yacht.
Ah!
And a tentacle is wrapping around its little bear
So I have body. So I can't do anything.
No, but you can telepathically tell your gazer to do anything. And you have your stats for your gazer, so you can have it do anything you want it to do. You do see some tentacles wrapping around at this point. You see 5 tentacles, large tentacles on all sides of the
Is it boat. Waterproof? Can it go the gazer? Water?
Yeah. You've never tried. Wait. You've gone through a couple of adventures, so I guess it's not... We'll say it's waterproof.
And I can see... I'm in the room, so Pierce can see, like, all the way down.
360. You can see all the way through.
Do I see, like, a mouth or an eye or something?
You see a mouth that is trying to gobble in the boat. And
well,
it's
a beak,
it's,
I would imagine.
Well, it has its tentacles... wrapped around, and you notice that underneath there's like it's not necessarily a squid. You see its mouth trying to chew on the bottom of the boat.
Oh god, is it a human mouth? Like, is it looking like that? Because that's freaky.
It looks like a round mouth.
Like a Snorlax pit.
Like a Snorlax pit, okay. Yeah. And it's trying to get purchase. It's trying to gnaw at different places. That's what it's doing right now as it's wrapped its tentacles around.
Person real estate on the boat.
You've never seen anything like this.
I want my tentacle. I mean, not my tentacle. I want my...
It is a podcast. Gazer?
I want my gazer to... telepathically, I communicate to the gazer. Go down in the water and see if you can find a soft spot on this thing and get some good shots of it.
Okay. Now, so your gazer does 2 points of damage, right?
It has, 2 points of damage.
Okay. Now go ahead, and if you want it to shoot at it, or you want it to do just specifically, you're trying to just do a roll to find a soft spot.
Yeah.
Roll to find a soft spot?
Yeah.
15. Be the 15. It doesn't have any way to actually make that roll better.
Yeah.
So, this is like essentially, oh man.
So close.
So you close. Send it, it understands, and it breaks through the glass, and like immediately just breaks through the glass of your room. And goes underwater, sinks in, and you see it like choo, 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 shooting laser beams. It's not finding a soft spot yet.
Mm. Okay.
All right. We are going to be at the top of the round. And because we didn't roll any initiative, actually, it's fine. I'm going to have you go first because you wanted it more.
Yeah.
And you and your bear are going at this point.
So, now, tentacles wrapped around the bear.
Yes.
I'm going to use that cipher I got that puts an object or thing out of phase, and I'm trying to phase this squid take the squid out of phase. So number one, the boat phases through the squid and it drops the bear.
All right. So describe to me how you use this object, and describe to me how it gets out of phase.
Well,
and
it was
how long is it out of phase for?
Was it 5 minutes? 10 minutes? I can't remember how long it was. I don't think it was an hour.
No. It wasn't an hour.
We're going to say 5 minutes.
It just says out of phase. There wasn't a time.
So. Okay. We're going to say a couple rounds, because when we get... This is going to take you, out of combat, and then we're going to do a couple of rolls to, like, as a storyboarding rolls to see what happens.
So we can prepare for this.
Yes.
All right. Well, initially, it was a dial that I hedge magicked into something.
We're
going
to say anytime you use an item that you hedge magic, it's got to go back to its original form for you.
Okay. Well, I don't know how you would use a dial, but I think I just... Do I just click the dial and then think about the object I want to phase out?
That's interesting.
Because if that's the case,
this is ninth world.
I imagine like a cooking timer. It's like, well, squid's done.
Okay. Well, that's how you want to roll because this is ninth world alien weird technology. You describe how you use it and what you have to do to make it work.
Okay. Well, I look at the squid. I look at the dial. I look at the squid. Look at the dial. Look back at the squid. Smile. And then turn it to 5 minutes.
Okay.
Please work.
For a moment, it doesn't. And your bear is like, no!
Diego, no!
But then the tentacle goes right through Diego.
Ha-ha!
And the boat crashes back, basically rights itself, and goes forward. You're got.
And I scream, full steam ahead, for those who understand the reference.
The timer on the dial... like a cooking dial, starts counting down from 5 minutes. In 30 seconds, you guys can get back to the strategy room. What do you guys want
to
do?
I'm running immediately to the engine room and looking at this thing and making it go at max speed.
At max speed? Okay.
I'm running to the strategy room, but I'm going to use my machine affinity to communicate to... Gift.
Oh, I also pick up Diego.
Diego's like little short legs running with you.
I'm just picking him up.
Okay. He's like, ah! He looks very
good. I got you, buddy. So I'm going to use the machine affinity to communicate with Gift.
Okay.
To tell him to do whatever he can to speed this thing up. To speed the boat up.
Okay. Sounds good. He's going to rush to the engine room with you. Where the main console is. Mm-hmm. There's like a main console that only Gift has really been using. But you are there, and Gift looks at the console and is looking around, and he looks at you, and he says, "I have only ever had this at normal capacity. I do not know what would happen if we..."
Don't care, big squid.
We are also...
Unless you know how to defeat it. Have you seen it before? What do you know?
I'll be honest. My frightened sensors are tingling.
Let's go faster then.
Okay. So, roll me some kind of check that basically hacks through the console. So this could be, we'll say a Numenera check. Or this... more of like a machinery check. But if you have Numenera... this console is basically Numenera, like hobbled together Numenera that is controlling the boat. Initially, it's going to be a hard roll. We're going to say, not hard, you know what? We're going to say this is a 4, so it'd be 12. You are trained in Numenera. Mm-hmm. That means it's actually a 3. So that's
and I can put effort into it?
You could put effort if you want.
Okay, I'll put 1 effort into it.
1 effort. So you got to take 2.
6.
Hmm?
So it'd be a 6.
Yes.
I'll take 6.
Beat a 6.
11. Okay, cool.
Sounds good. So...
we're going plaid, bitch.
So the boat rocks forward as you guys start going at an insane speed that you are not familiar with on this boat or any vessel of this kind. Mm. And that's what's going on. Is there anything else you'd like to do? The squid is trying desperately.
As long as it's not catching up.
It is not catching up.
Okay. Since we've hacked it, we can now successfully taper the speed down.
Would you like to accept a...
Yes.
DM intrusion?
Yes.
All right. Very good. We're going to say about 30 minutes later... You guys are flying along.
But before we get to that point, during these 5 minutes, as we're reaching ludicrous speeds, as we're looking
about... we'll say 5 to 30 minutes around that time.
I'm looking behind me. I'm seeing how
because I don't know what these engines are capable of. I don't know how much this is hurting the boat, because I don't want it to break down.
Sure, we're going to do that.
So I'm watching the squid is from by, like, how much we're gaining on it.
Okay, let's say this. About 15 minutes of ludicrous speed.
I'm trying to taper it down, so we're just outrunning it.
We're trying to, as you're tapering, the M intrusion is going to be the speed breaks, the engine breaks, fire breaks out on the actual boat, shit starts shaking.
Then we got water around us.
And the control panel starts sparking. I want you to go ahead and just take 5 more points of might damage. But that's going to be minus your armor is going to... That's... Sparks are flying and actually start...
Can my natural affinity to lightning absorb any of this?
We're going to say no.
Okay.
For this point.
So 5 points minus 3 armor, so it's 2 points?
Yes.
Okay. That hurts.
All right. You, sir, at a certain point, the fire is going to catch you as well. Take 5 points of might damage. If you have any armor, then deduct it.
I do. We didn't decide. We didn't...
I would say it's 2. You guys probably have the same type of leather armor. And if you're wearing leather armor, it's going to be a -1 to your might pool as you're wearing it.
I'm practiced in armor, so it doesn't...
So it doesn't affect you? You do not get the -1 in might. So we'll just say that. So if you have a 2, that means that you took 5. You get 3 points, and you can just kind of write that over there, -3 or something. Once you reach the 10, then you when you reach your might pool maximum, you start going to your speed.
Okay.
And once you reach your maximum of might, then you start taking negatives, and
it hurts
you more too. Doing rolls is harder.
So I've made it to the situation room, strategy room.
You've made it to the strategy room at this point? Okay. Now, these are like sparks flying, fires going. Now, the boat has slowed to even slower than it was before when it was at normal speed. You're looking around, you don't see the squid, or you don't see the giant monster that was attacking you. You guys are well out of reach of that thing. But that's what's going on now.
How far away from the docks?
Yeah, because of ludicrous speed, you guys think you're probably a couple hours away at this point.
Oh, we're that far away?
Yeah.
Shit.
You guys went...
I thought we were, like, reaching fast. The bay.
No, because you were 8 hours away. It was morning when you guys started this. But you went pretty freaking fast. We'll also say during this moment, too, you guys were... it was basically... The gift was... Because those are canals, as you're going super fast, you get an experience point because you accepted that. Because the gift was part of what he was doing was piloting around all that too.
So he accepts it for both of us, since it impacted both of us.
Well, it impacted both of you, so you know what, you get one too.
Sweet.
All right.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
Is there anything in this damn room that has some type of security, safety?
Is there a safe room?
I want to use...
Gift is trying to eliminate the fire and hazard, so he is busy doing that, just letting you know.
I want to look in this room and see if there are... I mean, it's a strategy room... But if there's any panels or any like controls,
there's all kinds of panels and controls that do not come with instructions.
With my knowledge,
yeah.
Since I hacked it, maybe I can help him.
Yeah,
Since I already know it.
I get
a little bit, but I probably won't need it because I am.
It would be a step forward to figure out what you're trying to figure out.
I'm specialized in.
If you're specialized, it's 2. He's helping with 1. Beat a 3.
Beat a 3.
Okay.
What the hell, man?
I'm a bad teacher, I'm sorry.
So he's trying to, like, he found an intercom system, and he's trying to talk you through what needs to happen as he's, like, being electrocuted.
I said, you're left, not my left. Stage left.
So still didn't find anything.
The boat is taking damage right now.
Can I take a turn at it from where I am?
And you're trying to find something to stop the pain, right? The boat pain?
Yes.
The boat pain. That's what I'm trying
to do. So can I...
You guys get one more crack at it, and that'll be you. No one can help you on this now. And it's going to be a 4, so do a 12. And if you want to add any to your intelligence... Okay. You can add up to 2 steps because you have a... Now, maybe screwing this up, so people are obviously at this point going to start posting shit.
Yeah.
But I believe you can spend up to 2 effort, which is 2 steps. It's times 3 per effort, but that's actually the first one is always going to... The first one you can deduct as much as you can. Mm-hmm. The second one's always going to cost the full and up.
So it'll take me, dividing it into 2, it'll take me 2 intellect.
Well, it'll take you, the first one is what? So it'll be 3, you have an edge of 2, so it's going to be 1. The second one will be a full 3, so it'll be 4 points of your intellect. Because you don't get to deduct your edge off the second effort, only the first effort.
Okay, and that would take it down to what, a roll of 6 or above?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because it was a 4 originally. Oh, well, and you can deduct.
Well, we steps. Can't lose the boat.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll spend the 4 intelligence for that.
Okay.
So it got to be a 6.
Duh! did you just bang that?
And yeah. It was still rolling!
Did you want to spend an XP to make that roll happen?
We can't lose the boat!
So for anybody who is obviously listening, because no one can actually see us, what Chris did, he's playing Harold Green, is he got so mad at losing the roll that he slammed his hand on the desk, and that made a natural 20. I am going to let Chris keep the natural 20 if he spends an experience point, the one that he gained from...
So I'm canceling the entire demon intrusion out, and I'm minus 4 intelligence. Yes.
So you're canceling all that out. You found the control panel that actually makes the boat stop hurting. You actually find the control.
Can I take notes because of the 20? Can I take note of this so I actually know what to do next time?
You know what the fuck to do with this boat. You are a boat expert. This yacht expert.
No. I make the boat stop hurting.
You do know that when you dock, that like to, in order for now your boat right now without. Energy cells.
My boat? It's my boat now.
No, it's his boat by Finn. But you know how to use it.
Aww.
You can install the energy cells. You know if you had enough ciphers and energy cells, you could repair the boat back to normal. You stop the hurting, it's not going to sink now. That's great.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And it won't go back to normal speed even. It's going to be a little slower, but you're probably about an hour away now from where you need to be with Redstone.
Well, at least for...
But the boat is saved. Good job, guys.
Is he still in the engine room?
Yeah.
We're still connected on the intercom, right?
Yes.
Terry. Barry. Harry. Harry.
It's Harold, actually.
Harry. Harold, look, I'm going to mark 3 shin off your tab for fixing the boat. Thanks.
Tab?
You still own
one tap, and then as I'm saying, the intercom shuts off.
Yeah, power is starting to be diverted. This is like Star Trek Enterprise. There are energy cells all around the boat, and then you do have to divert power to make certain things happen. You have to divert all the power.
Oh my god, I'm Scotty.
You're Scotty at this point. Yeah. You're
okay, if there's anybody watching the camera, if there's a camera in there, they're just gonna see Harold Green dancing with a bear because he's happy.
The bear's on top of the console, just like, yeah! You know, basically holding his hand, little
Harold Green's like river dancing.
Yeah.
And there goes the DM screen.
Yeah, the DM screen back up.
Fucking 1990s all right. DM screen.
Smoking, barely crawling. You guys, unless you want to do anything else, you are going to dock into Redstone.
I will say this, I will, after all
crawling
this...
Crawling to the finish line.
After all this, I go and I brew myself another cup of coconut coffee. All
right,
I do want to go back to the master room, the master suite, and look around in his desks and stuff to see if he has any notes from what had occurred.
Oh, so now you're gonna look for that.
That's what I was trying to do when a giant squid attacked the fucking boat. But you know, kind of makes it hard to look for stuff when you're laying on the ground with stubby legs.
Yeah, it looked like Borean Vinderbelt didn't feel like.
His name's Borean?
Yeah. Borean, sorry. Borean. Borean Vinderbelt.
Borean?
Yeah. He had some notes, and he had been planning to take this trip to find you in person. He had been stocking up this yacht, basically, and he had been pouring a lot of effort and money into this thing to make the trip. And through the journal, you get the feeling that he was out of his league, and that at a certain point, the Aeon priests that are here in this town, they had just stopped communicating with him on an actual cure for what was going ailing the town. And he had given himself like 3 days or something like that, something arbitrary, like 3 days, that if they didn't communicate with him or say anything, he was going to go himself and find you. Because of all your heroics, the only person that he feels that could actually save the town, figure it all out. He was a big fan.
Nice. Hey, Harry, can I have one of those coffees?
We're out of coconut cups.
All right,
That's as much as you know, is that he's done his own research, and as much as you can figure out, there seems to be, here's what you know. Of the people, and this is what Borean had been trying to figure out, his advisors, before they went loopy, advised him that there is half believing it's the Redstone itself. There's a quarry here, and that is obviously the Redstone is their main trade. It is their main trade. The Redstone here has made this town a lot of money, and has made a lot of towns around it very sturdy, and including Baytown. Well, you're finding that some of Baytown's actually made of redstone. A lot of you're seeing, and Borean is really a traitor at heart, and that is actually how he became the ruler of Redstone. So there are some who believe that it's the quarry causing the issue. And there's the Aeon priest before they went silent, believing it's something else, not the quarry, not the stone. Because from the Aeon priest's concern is that they've been doing this for decades. So couldn't be the quarry. The Redstone has been built for decades, so it couldn't be the Redstone. So. All
right, well, I want to walk into town and kind of just talk with some of the townspeople.
Okay. As you guys pull up, there is nobody helping you with the boat. And there are some dilapidated boats around you. Fishing boats, Redstone, you know, they obviously big boating, big giant pier. And one thing you'll notice that's fun about Redstone is that it actually exists on a giant ramp up to the desert. So Redstone starts at the bottom of this canyon, and the entire city ramps up towards the top of the canyon, and the top of the canyon empties out into the desert.
And there's nobody really around as we're disembarking from the...
Yeah. Nobody's around to help. And you see, like, the boats. There's actually, there's one boat that has fish in it that have been dead for, it looks like, weeks, just kind of rotting. You do see a guy at the end of the pier. He's got fishing gear on, but he's just sitting, just kind of like blinking his eyes around. He looks at you and he kind of cocks his head. He's like, "Are you a dream?"
"No, I'm quite real, sir." "Where's everyone else?"
He looks around. He's like, "Well, let's see. I helped evacuate a few people. And..." He looks around and is like, "Are you a dream? Did I already say that?"
"Yeah, you're, Yeah, you're all repeating right. yourself now.
Oh,
what?
Really tired.
Where? Here, I'm gonna shuffle in my bag for some pills. I want to find one of the pills that's like an alert pill kind of thing.
Do me a favor. Just roll me. This is gonna be an easy. It's like beat a one. This can be like a medicine check to find the right pill to do the right thing.
18.
You have a pill. Now, essentially, think about stat-wise, you kind of look him over. And we're going to say that 18 is you kind of assessing him,
yeah,
analyzing him. You didn't know, but you're pretty good at medical assessment. It's part of analyzing a little bit. You realize that he is... essentially, all of his stats are at a 1. Think of it that way.
Okay.
And it'll be operating at a 1. What you just gave him is a pill that's going to help him out. It raises him up and he goes, oh my God, thank you. I haven't felt this good in months. And he like starts laughing. He's like, oh my God, are you like a messiah? Who are you?
No.
Have you come to help us?
Yes, I'm Pierce Ringer.
Hey, everybody, this guy's come to help us. Pierce Ringer.
Pierce.
This is great. This is great. You found the cure. He's like, the cure's in your bag.
I don't think this is a cure.
You can help us.
It's just a temporary fix.
You understand what this means? You have to give one to my wife.
You have
to give one to my wife.
I can do that, but I first need to speak to your priests. I need to find out what's going on here.
And snarls, the Aeon priests? The ones that have been up in their tower not doing a damn thing while the nightmares continue?
Yeah, those. I'm trying to get this thing fixed.
First, my wife. You help my wife, I'll take you to the Aeon priests.
Alright, so Pierce is clever.
Mm-hmm.
And can usually convince people to do... I guess that would be an intellect roll?
Yeah, that would be an intelligence check to see if you can convince this guy of whatever it is you want to convince him to do.
So I want to convince him that the medicine is a temporary fix.
Okay.
Even though he's like
he is like fanatic right now. Yeah, he thinks you can fix everything.
The medicine is a temporary fix.
Okay.
And that I need more information to try to figure out the source. And it's really imperative that I speak to the priests.
So you want to calm them down and do all those things.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now it's going to be a step 3. Now, if you have anything that helps, let me know and we can make that lower. That'd be a 9.
So I'm trained in trickery.
Okay.
So in a way,
if you're trained, then yeah, that'll be a step 2. So you're trying to trick him. Are you? We're not really tricking.
I'm not tricking him, but the lies and trickery.
So okay, here's the rub is that he will probably listen to you if you help his wife out, but you want him to like shut up and listen to him now.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to say like no, like helping your wife, like whatever, like I only have.
Well, I might
pills.
Not be able to. Yeah, I only have 2 bottles of pills.
Yeah.
You know? Here, the coffee's ready. What happened?
And so I'm wanting to try to hang on to those pills, because you know it's what weird. If the priests are jacked up?
So does Harold come out of the dock now with like some coffee? Like, hey, I got some coffee.
Look
guys.
How pretty this is.
It is a pretty cup of coffee, I'd say.
Okie dokie.
So
it is very pretty.
But yeah, so in trickery it's more of
okay, well beat a 6 because I think the trickery does work. You're trying to trick him to like I don't know, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, I don't want to because like I help his wife and then his wife's like, oh help my sister and then oh help my child. No.
That is definitely the rub that will happen if you don't calm this
shit.
God,
if you would have got the Messiah perk.
Jesus God.
You could have been Jesus.
So, beat a 6?
Beat a 6.
No. 9.
All right. He blinks. He looks at you. He exhales. And he looks, and you feel like he's peering to where his apartment is, or where his house is, or wherever he lives. But he looks at you, and he goes, okay, I understand.
By the way, I do pop out.
Okay.
Galley.
And he looks at you, and the gift comes out as well. He goes, okay, first off, how long have I been out? Boren. Where's Boren? The gift looks at the guy, looks at you, and is like, whatever you wish to tell him.
Tell him the truth. Gift.
Gift comes over to the fisherman, and he says, Jarl, that's your name, correct? And Jarl goes, yes, Gift. Boren was ill in his last days and took his own life. I'm sorry. It seems the nightmares are too much, and many take their own lives. As Boren did.
What was this guy's name again?
Jorl.
Jorl?
Jorl. Say Jorl.
Alright, so, yeah, I want him to take us to where the priests are.
Well, that's all the time we have for now. I hope you've enjoyed yourself, and that perhaps we've inspired you to do wonderful, courageous things with your life moving forward. Like a dice-rolling Mother Teresa. Or at the very least, we've invigorated your yearn for coffee or espresso. Or at the least of the very least, you sort of now have a taste for low-fat yogurt with some sort of crunchy stuff floating in it. All metaphorical, of course. Now, we're only 2 episodes into this podcast, so there's not a whole lot of news to get to, other than by the time this airs, there will be the Loot and Dagger fan page on Facebook, and that'll be ready for your clicking pleasure. So be sure to check it out, leave us a comment. Unless it's negative, then kindly keep it to yourself. But the more comments you leave, maybe the questions you ask, the more I can talk about in this particular segment. But there's a lot coming, and I hope you're ready for it. I don't know if that sounded right. Anyways, stay classy, strangers.